Jesus in this Sunday's Gospel, Luke 6:7, gives us four woes for those of us that may go to purgatory and even hell. You need to listen to them because they're extremely sobering. We're going to get into that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. He says the following, "But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." Now, one of the sobering things about these four woes is that it tells us that our Catholic faith cannot and sometimes will not give us happiness in this life. That's one of the greatest temptations that we have here, we modern Catholics, this desire to have happiness in this life and in the next. Jesus is saying here that it may be the case that we don't have any of that, that we're poor, that we're hungry, that we're sad, that we're misunderstood. But if we do it all for Christ, the rewards in heaven will be worth it. Now think of it the opposite of that, that if we have wealth and food and are happy and are well thought of, but we go to hell, is that worth anything? Was it really worth 60, 70 years of that to have an eternity of punishment, or even thousands of years in purgatory, or hundreds of years in purgatory, or even 20 years in purgatory, whatever the case may be? And there are saints that actually lived these things out. For instance, St. Francis of Assisi lived completely poor. He didn't allow himself any luxury at all. And that is like a light that when we look at it, we're blinded by it, because especially we who live in the United States, me included, we're tempted to be rich and Catholic, or at least richer than perhaps other parts of the world, whereas he willingly chose poverty. And if we were to see that, it would strike at our hearts. For the second one, for hunger, we think of saints like Saint Padre Pio, one of Saint Francis's spiritual sons, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, those that ate nothing except the Eucharist. They sacrificed pleasures of eating completely. I'm a foodie. I love to eat. So I have to be careful, because that love might end me, might take me to a place that it wasn't worth it, the steak or the chicken or whatever, that it would have been better to have extremely simple foods or lots of fasting, etc. Or like St. John the Baptist, that lived on locusts and bitter herbs. And then the happiness element is, I think, one that could be a big trap, because often we're really kind of seeking after being happy, and God wants us to be happy. I saw a video about that, even though I saw the title of it, but I didn't watch it. This kind of thought that, like, we have to be happy right now. And the promise to St. Bernadette of Lourdes, that I do not promise you happiness here on earth, but in heaven. But above all, Mother Teresa, someone who was, we could say, miserable here on earth, but in serving others and offering that sacrifice for others, she then is bliss in the bliss of heaven. And then the last one, and this is another one that could be a big trap. I've even heard devout priests say that a good reputation is the only thing you have. But Jesus asks us to give up even that. Case in point, Saint Joan of Arc, who was even hated and spoken of as a heretic by the church. So it might even be the case that the church itself talks badly about us. What do we do? That could be incredibly confusing, because they're supposed to be the voice of God. So are we heretics or not? That could be confusing. And when you look at these kind of four woes, and you just look at a cross or a crucifix, like the one that I have right here, it could be kind of like these four elements. And really, Jesus puts them in order of difficulty, that the first thing that we must conquer, think of that as like the first beam that reaches to the ground that we must crucify, is our excessive love for wealth, that we must even be willing to be poor if necessary, that we should only have the things that we need to complete our mission and to do God's will, nothing more and nothing less. And that's the first thing that we should crucify. because the scripture speaks of the love of money being the root of all evil. So maybe think of that as like at the root that we must conquer. Next coming, our love for food, this kind of next survival thing. And that we invoke and have fasting. We have Lent coming up. And we see that as like the next beam of the four ends of it. The next thing that we should crucify so that we're willing to even eat less tasteful foods and not really care about food, but to put that very much second, that really the only food that we need is the bread of the Eucharist, Jesus' flesh and his blood. And then the next thing to crucify is our desire or our need to be happy, like happy feelings here on earth. And this could be incredibly useful because it could be the case that in doing God's will be miserable. Sometimes, certain spouses, certain children, certain jobs, certain missions simply will not give us happiness. And we can't confuse that as like, well, this isn't God's will anymore. Because sometimes we do that. We think if I'm doing God's will, I'm going to be at peace, but at peace meaning like the sort of earthly happiness. Sometimes we're miserable in doing God's will. Think of the martyrs, think of missionaries, but yet the joy that's promised to us in heaven is incredible. And then that last one, which can be really difficult because this can get into our mind, that final crossbeam, you can think of it as like towards the head of Jesus, that confusion, and even think of the sign that's over him being condemned by the religious leaders, that we must be willing even to be condemned by everyone out of love for Jesus. These are difficult things. That's why we need to ask the intercession of the saints, St. Francis of Assisi, Padre Pio, Mother Teresa, St. Joan of Arc. And we also need to keep in mind the blessings. Blessed are you who are poor, who are hungry, who are weeping now, and blessed are you above all who are spoken of falsely because of me. My friends, these are sobering woes, but we need to hear them because I think there's something quite profound there, and it's the royal road to heaven that we really should be on. God bless you. Ask courage of the Holy Spirit to follow these, and I'll see you in the next one.